Scottish Parliament by Christine McGivern. Funding is to be made available to strengthen emergency response and tackle health inequalities. First Minister John Swinney announced a £2.5 million investment to improve community capacity to respond to cardiac arrests with up to 1,240 additional defibrillators over 3 years. The funding will support a new cardiac arrest rescue, CAR, initiative to strengthen the community response to cardiac arrests, such as increased CPR training in schools, areas with the greatest inequalities prioritized. Creation of first responder networks that can respond to emergencies quickly in remote areas. Promotion of the Good SAM app, supported by the Scottish Ambulance Service, which alerts registered users to nearby cardiac arrests so they can provide first response. About 3,700 people a year experience a cardiac arrest outside hospital, and defibrillators can help restart the heart before emergency service arrives. The First Minister met Scottish Ambulance Service staff and cardiac arrest survivor John Sinclair, who received CPR from a responder using the Good SAM app. Mr. Swinney said, "Surviving a cardiac arrest often depends on what happens in the minutes before an ambulance arrives. That is why we are investing to deliver more defibrillators into communities, strengthen local response networks, and ensure more people have the skills and confidence to act." In March, Social Care Minister Tom Arthur welcomed the Scottish Parliament's unanimous approval of new measures enshrining the right of care home residents to contact family and friends. The regulations establish that homes must allow and support visiting unless suspension is essential to prevent serious risk to life, health, or well-being. Even then, care homes are still required to facilitate visits for those nearing end of life or where the harm caused by suspension outweighs other risks. Those most important to a care home resident will be named in personal care plans as essential care supporters, with a legal presumption that suspending their visits is likely to harm their health and well-being. The minister said, "Meaningful activity and social connections are important for the well-being and quality of life of people living in adult care homes. For many residents, family members or friends build on the support provided by care home staff. These regulations enshrine the right to direct contact in law and recognize the vital role family, friends, and others play in providing essential care, support, and companionship to loved ones in adult care homes. In developing the legislation, I am pleased we were able to work closely with Natasha Hamilton, whose petition first highlighted the issue during the pandemic. It is another important landmark in improving and reforming the social care system, and I thank Care Home Relatives Scotland and others for their continued work and support." Meanwhile, a programme giving dedicated support to cancer patients throughout their treatment is to be rolled out nationwide. Following the success of 12 pilot projects, which received more than £5 million in funding between 2022 and March 2025, an additional £1 million will be provided annually to expand the Single Point of Contact, SPOC, programme. As assessment by Healthcare Improvement, Scotland found that over a 12-month period, SPOC services had more than 30,000 interactions with people affected by cancer. The SPOC makes life easier for patients with cancer, providing easy access to clinical teams providing information and advice about appointments, tests, and results, and explaining what clinical and non-clinical support is available for them and their family. Patient feedback from the pilots highlighted reduced stress around appointments, quicker access to blood results, more time for questions, and greater emotional support. Staff reported improved well-being and more time for professional development and clinical care. Announcing the expansion at Forth Valley Royal Hospital, where the SPOC navigation team has supported patients since 2023, Health Secretary Neil Gray said, "I am very pleased to roll out this invaluable initiative, which gives people with cancer a consistent contact throughout their treatment, enabling specialist staff to focus on complex clinical care." The Single Point of Contact service ensures cancer patients know exactly who they can turn to when they need advice about their diagnosis or care. The expansion of this program means more people can benefit from this type of one-to-one support, which is truly making a difference. Article ends.